All right, introductions.
Hi, my name is Tim.
My name is Matt.
My name is not Matt.
The fake Matt.
The fake Matt.
The fake. And you are?
Oh, I'm Cherry, the saucy redhead.
All right.
I'm obligatory.
Your name fits.
Shut up.
Cherry, the redhead.
We're from
really?
Maker's
like,
Logo.
Just now you're getting that.
I'm on top.
She continues. Totally
hip
inappropriate.
To your job.
This is our first podcast. Trying to do a podcast about hackerspaces. We're going to cover stories that we find interesting about what other hackerspaces are done, or stories that we think other hackerspaces could do or could be pulled off in a hackerspace. First, we're going to do an update on what our hackerspace, Makers Local 256, has been doing. We recently got a soda machine, which has been all kinds of exciting.
Soda machine.
Yep.
I like that this is your news.
This is really cool, actually.
No, I'm thrilled because we're going to paint it. Like, I'm excited about that part. But
we got the soda machine because we thought it'd be cool to have. We set it up. We got it before our little pig roast. Our pig roast and our tech expo thing. Right. Because we knew we could use that as a little bit of a revenue stream. And we made like $25 or so off of it, Justin said.
Really?
Yeah. Out of bills alone.
Because I heard we made like $600 like just off of... Like the whole pig roast.
Yeah.
Was that profit?
We made like $25. I know.
Like, wait. Made $25 or made $25?
It was revenue.
There was 25 bills in there that weren't in there when we got started.
But there's like $50 of soda in there.
There's a lot of soda.
Actually, more than that.
It holds like 800 cans.
Yeah, literally tens of dollars.
Hey, it's more than we made without it.
That's exactly. Exactly.
Don't know why we're being a dick.
Future plans are to add the USB authentication type serial tab stuff to
every
it.
Every member already has the USB to get in the door. So
I just want to point out,
about,
I
like,
do not.
That account.
I've never got one.
You could talk to
I don't
me.
Have a USB on me.
You've been a member for how long?
You've been my husband for how long?
Days.
Oh.
Literally hundreds of days.
So we also had a pig roast recently.
Yeah, as we alluded to.
Moving forward.
The pig roast featured roast pig.
50 pounds of roast pig?
Yeah.
That went in like
paid like 100 bucks for this pig, for half a pig, left half, right half?
Both halves.
I thought it was both halves.
Was it both halves?
Oh,
separated.
So not quite like last year, but
we grilled it.
The head was a little creepy once they put it on the stick. I'm just kind of glad that was absent this year.
I was disappointed.
Apparently we could have paid extra and got to keep the head.
Right.
Oh.
I'm not sure.
I mean,
how
was
much.
It a large?
They
use
the heads for cosmetics. Pro was telling me, and that's why you can't get them without paying extra for them.
Whoa,
gotcha.
That's.
But we grilled it over a fire pit.
Yeah.
Instead of
that
doing a spit,
correct.
And that seemed to work better.
It did.
Started cooking at like really 3 a.m. or something, but it was ready to go at 9.
And the pig definitely brings people in the building.
It did. We had. Yeah. Some odd 60-ish non-members show up.
I know there wasn't parking at many points.
There was like 30 cars in the parking lot at one point that could not fit in the parking lot. People were parking down the street, which was awesome.
It was.
We pulled in like $600 or so profit.
Right. That's above our expenses.
Yes, we went a little cheap on the pig profit. And everything. We were a lot more money conscious, I guess, not cheap. We were money conscious this time.
It's economical.
Economical.
We're being frugal and economical.
Did a lot of a good talking with new potential new members.
We got a membership application out of it.
At least one membership application.
Which is nice.
Many interested people, a couple people we'd seen a couple times before. Hopefully they keep coming back.
Mm-hmm.
We had a lot of projects out for kind of a DIY tech expo to show you, you know, all of this accessible technology that you could be doing at home. 3D printing even.
The 3D printer went over well. The CNC machine went over well.
I'm always in for the Ghostbusters.
Bill's projects.
Making molds part.
Matt's project, I'm sure you got some interest too.
I love
yeah?
that. Yep. Fiberglass and loveliness.
Yes.
Yeah. Wayne's model stuff.
Class.
Wayne has
costuming.
Fantastic.
And Brian got some people looking at his printing.
Yes, there was a lot of $5 bills in the donation box, which I assume came from his $5 t-shirts thing. So he sold some t-shirts too, which
that
is cool.
Very well.
Screen printed right here in the shop.
That's right.
And then the next day, if to add everything... Make that the most busy weekend we have ever had. There was a TEDx Huntsville event, actually.
TEDx, if you don't know the TED Talks, go look them up.
TED.com?
TEDx stuff is stuff that doesn't happen at TED, but it happens other cities throughout the country.
The X means it's an individually run unofficial event.
So we had our very own TEDx Huntsville. This is the second year it was run, but they actually got live speakers here. Some of the TED fellows came out, and they even let a number of people have booths.
I can listen to it if you want.
It was a great day. Lots of people came out to that as well, and we kind of got to sit our own booth and pimp out Makers Local. A lot of people came up really interested in it. A few people I did find very interesting wanted to know what we were selling, and we couldn't quite get across that we weren't selling anything, really.
We're selling an idea.
We're selling an idea.
A way of life,
even? Opportunities.
I don't know. I told you we needed pamphlets.
That's true. That's true.
Next time.
Yeah.
I'm
hindsight's 20/20.
We've really got to get Brian on that because he's fabulous with that stuff.
Okay. Any questions about it? I mean, that's about all I would have to say.
Any memorable talks? What stood out? What did you find interesting?
Space economy. Space economist. One of the world's few actually talking
about
it.
Space economy.
Space economy. Could you believe that there could be an economy based on privatized space?
Are you saying that I can buy shares in the moon? Because I've had my eye on it.
Someday you may do that very thing.
What about buying stars? I've heard tell that you can buy these stars.
Hey, Matt, I got some land on Mars that you might want to get in on.
Really?
Pretty early on.
Waterfront property?
What money is there in space?
Wait, this was the
talk.
All
the money you take with you.
One. That's my question as well.
Oh.
Wait. So this was the talk that you were talking about the other day about how NASA was just going to be a blip in space exploration.
Exactly.
And then the rest of it's going to be privatized, kind of like the going west. I've heard it described as that, and I thought it was really interesting that it's going
right.
to have to... We got to be prepared to die, basically.
What?
Yeah,
my question for you then is, why do you hate NASA?
I don't hate NASA. I love NASA. NASA's a great idea.
We're going to fix that in post, so he's going to be like, I hate NASA.
Thanks, guys.
He's going to be the one editing it, so...
What you want to know...
Oh, my God, yeah, he's just going to complete... Like, there was three people there, not four.
Well, he's going to edit your voice saying
such... I backed the wrong horse.
I got into an argument... that I didn't quite believe in how privatized space was going to work. And so now I'm coming off. Having watched that talk, I have been swayed. I
Wait,
understand the
NASA.
Errors of my way.
I was about to say, back up. You don't think privatized space can work? Come on, sweetie. Don't you watch anime?
Okay, so for stories, Nathan, who is not with us, wanted to bring up the Adafruit bounty. And I guess his thoughts on whether it's open source or it's piracy. The Microsoft released the Kinect, which is an Xbox 360 add-on, which does like full body motion detection,
correct,
basically, so you can play games without actually having a controller. And Adafruit said, hey, this is neat. Someone needs to write a driver for it, and the best way to motivate people is to put either money or food behind it. So they put money behind it, and they said $1,000 for somebody to write an open source driver. And Microsoft then came back and said, no, we don't support this. This is a bad idea. Don't do this. And Adafruit said, $2,000.
I thought it got up to three.
It did. I don't know what pushed it up to three, but something.
Somebody pushed it up to three.
They did something, and they pushed it up to three. And Adafruit got this neat. Oh, what is that device called? It's like a Beagle USB 430 that records all of the USB data going between two devices. So they did a full data dump going between...
Did they use the bus pirate?
It wasn't a bus pirate. It was like a Beagle USB something. But they recorded all the USB traffic, and they figured out enough to do a Hello World type application by making the motors in the device move.
Wait, how quickly was this?
This was like a week after they got...
Yeah, I was about to say, like, didn't they just release this?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and the $3,000 bounty was rewarded actually today, the day of this recording.
Somebody finally
release an open source driver that does the motion tracking in the video.
Let's be honest, like they didn't know this was coming.
You knew it was coming.
I mean,
just like how fast
it just
can
came
they do
exactly.
it? It's all
but
about time.
Then again, I mean, it was just a few sensors. I mean, isn't it even like USB?
Yeah, it's just a USB
Xbox
device.
Yeah,
all the
it's a
Xbox
USB device.
Stuff is.
You would think they'd
and
be excited.
And I'm sure they all use just standard chips. I mean, you just get out the schematics.
It's
and
just whatever
and
FPGA or
that they're
DRM
pumping it
stuff
out
that
over.
They're doing.
Yeah.
You would think they would be excited because that means this product was popular enough to garner.
No, because they make all their money off the licensing of the games. And they think that if
Hardware's
there are
cheap.
Free games, the people will care less about it.
Let's face it. This is just like, was it the Sega CD for this? There'll be another one soon. And they'll be happy. The end. Moving on.
I think it's a neat idea. I'm glad they did this.
Yeah, very
I
much.
Think that's cool. I didn't put any money behind it. I don't know if they had that open. That would have been interesting. If they said, we're putting $3,000 behind it, if anybody else wants to contribute to it as well, that's what they should have done. Because I bet somebody would have made
open
it source made quite
open
a chunk.
Open source effort.
And actually, somebody else beat the guy to it. However, he was using this for some like CAD program or something else, and it was all proprietary, so he couldn't release an open source driver for it. So somebody else actually beat them to it, but it wasn't
that's
an open source driver.
Right.
He's apparently going to make his $3,000 off the proprietary software instead.
Yeah, let's face it, $3,000 is not a lot of money. They did that for love.
It pays rent here for 3 months.
Yeah, but that's only in Alabama. Anywhere else, they would be eating a cheeseburger at McDonald's.
Making a month out of it. The next story I wanted to show off was the Dead Drops project happening around the New York area. And I don't think this is hackerspace related. The pictures that I saw Bree Pettis on it. I know that doesn't mean it's hackerspace related. However, I thought it was really cool, and that all this guy is doing is injecting a USB drive into a wall and then mortaring it up.
I'm sorry, I didn't read the story.
He's taking a USB drive,
okay,
and he's sticking it into a wall.
Hole in the wall.
Yeah, like a crack in the wall, and then mortaring it back up.
Okay.
So that way,
just
the head connector sticking out, and you take your laptop up to it.
Okay.
And you can then dump files onto it.
So it's like a surprise of what you get.
It's a dead drop, right.
Oh, my God.
It's
completely offline.
I was about to say, this is just going to be all pornography.
I mean...
There's no tracking or anything on it. It can be anything that you stick to
it. So does he own the building, or is like that an issue?
No.
He's just doing it wherever. There's like five or six... At the time of the story, there was like five or six around New York.
I'm going to go ahead and be the guy with the unpopular opinion again. This is potentially dangerous and not new.
Right.
Thank you.
It is not new.
Glory holes always existed, and they've always been.
You cannot keep calling it a glory hole.
It's a glory
hole.
That's
inappropriate.
It's a hole in the wall you stick things into, and you might get pleasure, you might get pain. Who knows? That's what it is.
Really?
That's perfect.
I think it's an apt comparison.
Iron Geek gave a talk at the last HackerCon we went to, Freaknik, about malicious USB devices. So it could be one of these.
Right.
I mean, it could be like a Teensy or something that ends up typing fun commands on your system instead when you plug into it. It could
be
anything.
110 volts.
It could, or you could believe in the niceness of humanity and think it's going to be awesome.
It could be. Somebody's entire short story works could be on this.
Low, but it could be.
Oh, it absolutely could. It absolutely could.
Could it be trading information?
And you could do this in other ways, too. I mean, I don't know about you, but I shared floppies in the late 80s.
Hey, the book thing works where you go and like leave a book somewhere for someone else to pick up. That works
completely
well.
Correct.
Exactly.
And less
could
likely
be a malicious book
to be high voltage.
On a related story, I'd actually seen something similar to this in where somebody had hid USB storage inside a sofa and then had a USB cable coming out of the couch somewhere, either from above or below the seat or something, and you can plug into it. And my tie-in here is that hackerspaces seem to develop file servers.
Sure.
Somewhere. Like, we've got one that one member runs.
Yep.
That's unofficial, you know, whatever goes, etc.
Well, that makes
other
sense.
Spaces
Wild West.
Have them.
I think
it's like everybody's sharing crayons
with these
in
USB
kindergarten.
Ones is just that they're physical media in general.
You're just against physical media.
I think there's clear reasons to be against physical media. And the nice thing about these network storages is they're just on the network, and you can push data back and forth.
You don't have to worry about plugging in or unplugging safely.
Or getting 120 volts.
Oh, my God.
Seems to be a common problem lately.
I thought it was a neat idea.
I've lost our subject. What was it?
The dead drops.
Oh, thank you.
Next story. A local guy, actually, Scott Conklin from the Antitronics hackerspace, actually did some reverse engineering on a knitting machine and to figure out how it works and how he can interface to it and whatnot. And Adafruit actually picked up one of these knitting machines and use the work that he did to then build upon it more so they could actually print pixel art.
Yes. I saw
that was knitted.
The Adafruit blog post. I did not know that was based on Antitronic work.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome.
That's
he did
great.
Some of the initial reverse engineering on that.
So once again, Huntsville loses the broader news to somebody else.
You're so bitter. It'll
just
be okay.
You really are. Do you want to talk about it for a minute? You want to take a moment?
Not on this venue.
You sure?
Not
later.
Yet.
It's okay. Offline. Everyone loves you.
Stream exclusive. Tim Rantz. Final story I have
okay.
to finish this up. was the magical unicorns from Crash Space, which are actually soldering irons.
Magical unicorns?
Magical. They took a My Little Pony doll.
Are they already pink and invisible? It.
But then they mounted a soldering iron as its horn.
Oh my god.
Instead.
This is so fabulous.
Totally working soldering iron.
That sounds wonderful.
Wait, back up. How safe is this?
Totally safe.
Because all I can think is just the smell of that burning flesh.
Not a children's toy.
That's all you think about, though.
So no. I just remember when I was little melting toys and having fun with that to remold things. And the smell's not good, and I'm pretty sure it's toxic.
I think you have 8 kinds of cancer from it.
Probably. And that and burnt popcorn. I love burnt popcorn. Don't you judge me.
That's cool. Are you going to have the picture on the
I've got article? Show notes on our wiki.
Ooh,
and there's a pink right to the picture.
Do the show notes exist before this podcast?
They do, actually.
So shouldn't this be like the pod notes of that show?
They're pregame notes.
They're
notes from the pregame, and thus notes from the actual podcast.
You have permission to hit him with that mic.
Are we going to have postgame notes?
I might. If you need to add any. Sure, we could. Corrections? Or those happen on the next podcast?
Oh my god, when is the next podcast? Am I invited back or am I the pilot that gets cut?
I believe our goal is next week, this time.
Sweet.
Maybe next a week? Little earlier.
8 a.m. or p.m. 8 p.m.
Whoa.
If we can pull it off.
This is insane. No one's waking up that early.
Other upcoming events that we have is the synchronous hackathon between several different hackerspaces. Any hackerspace, actually, happening next weekend, the weekend of the 20th. And somebody proposed that we do this a little bit differently. In that we do it kind of bar camp-ish style, where each hackerspace sign up for a time slot to talk about whatever, share something cool, either information or project or whatever. Everybody seems to have Ustream accounts, so we've just been watching everybody's Ustream. You would just tune in to the other hackerspaces Ustream, watch them, watching you, doing stuff.
I know other websites have never.
You don't have to pay for this one. It's happening like all weekend. There's a link to it on our show notes. I can say
have
show notes.
Have y'all decided
that's
what
fine.
You're gonna do?
I don't know what we're gonna do.
I'm gonna throw out a play.
Primarily going to be synchronized off of the hackerspaces.org wiki.
We could stream this.
That'd be fun.
Oh, you could do one live. Your first live show. Woo. We won't say it's the second.
Wait, this
one,
isn't live.
Not yet.
Aren't you listening to us live?
I
think this counts as live.
One.
We have an audience of one.
Is it still freaking you out? Do I need to do the input-output thing?
I'm slowly getting used to it.
Takes a bit.
Next event to keep us on track, can wrap this up as we're 21 minutes into it, is a guy named GMC from RevSpace in the Netherlands has decided to take a tour of America called GMC Does America. He started in the Seattle-Portland area, worked his way down the coast, reached the San Diego hackerspace, then headed up to Colorado, continued on.
Whoa, that's a big jump.
Up towards New York, and then he's going to come back down the East Coast. We are stop M on his journey.
Oh, really?
He's going to stop by here.
M for Makers Local.
M for Makers or 13. Woo!
I think I'll buy him dinner. I figure that'll be good. We'll buy him dinner.
Him and a guy named Flyco are in, I don't know what type of vehicle they're in. It's not a awesome vehicle.
So did they say?
I hear it's doing well. He is blogging as he goes. He has a Twitter feed he's posting pictures to and whatnot. He did, actually, on the Hackerspace radio station Signal, he did a show recently, last week, I want to say. He had a show there just describing his trips. I honestly haven't listened to it yet. I'm behind in my podcasts as I am recording one.
Took time to prepare for this one. So.
Exactly. The next event, moving forward.
We have another event.
Let's give a beat.
In December, actually, the tail end of 2010, in Berlin, is Chaos
Computer
Conference. Chaos. This is the conference. Is the one in
how
December.
Can I get this one?
27C3, I am going.
Yes, our very own representative.
To Berlin.
He's going.
In December.
Are you stopping by Amsterdam?
Europe, beware.
I actually have a layover in Amsterdam.
A long layover.
I'm excited.
Like an hour.
but seriously, like off the pot talk. I'm excited. Oh.
I've been once before, but I get
to
go back. So that's exciting. Going to Berlin. So that'll be fun.
Excellent.
That's all I got. If anybody else has anything else to add.
I got nothing else to add to this one.
The only thing you I've been
skip
wanting
the room on the third.
Oh,
that's Maker's right.
Local
right.
Doing showing up. I didn't know it was on the third.
At the third.
That's actually that's coming up next month as well.
Next month, yep.
I will be making an appearance as Lisa, reprising that role.
The redhead's going as a blonde. Insanity.
Yes, it's just weird.
It works.
I'm thinking about, you know, dyeing my hair permanently and doing some gene therapy. Just really commit to the part.
I mean, I'm impressed.
Wow. I am too.
Thank you for listening.
If you still are.
Good night.
And now can we just talk about the story
just
I wanted
a,
to
just
talk
a little
about?
Riff
what
in
do you
the
want
background?
To talk about?
That no. awesome story about the USB that they found was going to be stuck into a, I think it was in Iran, the nuclear base, that would have been able to take over the entire system. I cannot think
the
of the Stuxnet. Name of this. Thank
worm.
You.
What are
oh my god, I was so in love with that story.
It was
what
a
story?
Crazy story. Stuxnet?
What's so Stuxnet?
Apparently it targeted the Siemens nuclear reactor controllers.
Mm-hmm.
To do what?
They figured out.
Yeah, it put them into an error state or something. It made them go out of bounds in such a fashion where they crashed.
Was it a memory
physically.
Leak?
No, it was not a memory
I don't know
leak.
Its actual intent
but
or whatever.
But the thing was, it didn't need any trigger. Like, you just put it in and it went to work. Mm-hmm. And they were
it was designed for this specific nuclear
true,
reactor
true.
Controller model.
But still.
Was it running? Was the computer that it infected running Windows?
Yes.
But I thought the majority of the computers, like closer in, were running not ReactOS. What's the other one called?
CentOS.
No, it's Canary. Not Linux-based. It's a real-time OS. QNX. I thought QNX is what was like ran
maybe.
The core operations of most nuclear power plants. Because in their EULA, it's really
I
funny.
Know that.
They list like you can use it anywhere, but then in like one section, they're like no nuclear power plants. No missile bases.
Wait, back up. Did they say fun. That for Windows? Please, God, tell
no,
me
no,
they say
no,
that
no.
for Windows.
No, 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 no. Windows doesn't have something
Windows
like that.
Windows
is
like, yeah,
this,
you can use it anywhere.
Real-time OS
use this anywhere.
It, like, covers a lot of liabilities, but they don't cover nuclear power plants, oil rigs, and a few other
I
things
love
that,
that
are really dangerous.
If this dies,
I'm done. Kill it.